This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Government's pandemic rollout.
400 million N95 masks for free.
Trump Empire investigation.
Evidence of possible financial fraud.
Officers charged in girl's death.
They returned fire at the wrong target.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The government's new COVID strategy nearly 2 years into the pandemic. Millions of masks are going out and free at-home tests can now be ordered up on a federal website. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Americans can now sign up online to get 4 free tests per residential address. The address, covidtests.gov. It's been eagerly anticipated ever since President Biden announced a plan in December to ship 500 million at-home tests to Americans. Last week, the president doubled the country's order, with plans now to eventually provide 1 billion of them to households nationwide. It won't be a rapid turnaround. Officials say the U.S. Postal Service will typically ship tests within 7 to 12 days. This comes as the Biden administration is also announcing plans this morning to start shipping 400 million N95 masks starting at the end of this week. They're coming out of the strategic national stockpile and will be available at community health centers and pharmacies across the country.
Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez tells us COVID case numbers are starting to drop in some parts of the country, but for many hospitals, the situation's critical.
In North Carolina, COVID-related hospitalizations are at a pandemic high. Currently, 1 in 3 people tests positive. Dr. Katie Passeretti is chief epidemiologist for Atrium Health Carolina's Medical Center in Charlotte, where 156 COVID patients are on life support, 92% of them unvaccinated.
For people who think Omicron is not that big of a deal, you're saying what you're seeing inside those hospital walls is a big deal.
Yeah, and you know, throughout the pandemic, the experience of healthcare workers taking care of the sickest of sick patients, watching young people that are unvaccinated pass away from COVID, it's incredibly, incredibly heartbreaking and devastating.
New York State's Attorney General has laid out some of the evidence in the investigation into former President Trump's business empire. CBS's Catherine Herridge has the latest.
New York State's Attorney General Letitia James said her investigators found the Trump Organization repeatedly engaged in fraudulent or misleading practices. She cited multiple cases where the former president lent his signature on documents where she says he inflated the value of his company and his own fortune. All in a bid, James says, for the Trump Organization to reap loans, tax benefits, and insurance coverage by filing misleading annual financial statements, tax submissions, and other documents. CBS News has reached out to lawyers for the Trumps and the organization and have not heard back. But the former president has previously said the investigation is politically motivated.
The House panel investigating the Capitol attack has now subpoenaed Trump ally Rudy Giuliani and other members of the legal team involved in trying to overturn the election results. 5G is here, but CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports that could mean some travel issues.
This morning, as AT&T and Verizon are launching their new ultra-fast 5G wireless service nationwide, airlines are bracing for travel headaches.
We're going to see some disruptions. There's no question about it.
Captain Joseph DePete is the president of the Airline Pilots Association.
We want to be leaders in the world in terms of 5G, but we don't want to do it at the expense of aviation safety.
While the FCC says 5G is safe, the FAA is concerned about interference with systems that help pilots land in low visibility and bad weather. Airlines warned as many as 1,100 passenger and cargo flights a day would be delayed, diverted, or canceled. So Tuesday, the wireless companies agreed to 2-mile buffer zones around many of the nation's busiest airports.
Secretary of State Blinken is in Ukraine as the U.S. promises an additional $200 million in military aid amid fears of a possible Russian invasion.
I strongly hope that we can keep this on a diplomatic and peaceful path, but ultimately that's going to be President Putin's decision.
He'll meet with his Russian counterpart Friday in Geneva.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The Progressive Political Action Committee Emily's List says it will not endorse Arizona Democrat Kyrsten Sinema for re-election unless she agrees to support a Senate rule change that could ease the way for passage of voting rights legislation. Sinema and fellow Democrat Joe Manchin say they want to keep the filibuster the way it is. Three police officers now face manslaughter and other charges outside Philadelphia for the death of an 8-year-old girl, Fanta Biddley, in a chaotic situation last August. CBS's Meg Oliver.
The young girl was killed last summer after two teens exchanged gunfire at the end of a football game. The three responding officers fired 25 rounds, striking four people, including young Fanta and her 12-year-old sister. Attorney Bruce Castor represents the Billity family.
This one was a bright, shining light, the kind of person that made people happy just by looking at her. And to have her gone is just a terrible, terrible tragedy.
At first, two teenagers were charged with murder. That case has now been dropped. Guns found at airport checkpoints like never before last year. CBS's Errol Barnett spoke with TSA Administrator David Pekoski about it.
A record-breaking year at TSA checkpoints. Nearly 6,000 guns detected at airports nationwide. That's up 35% from 2019, even as travel remained below pre-pandemic levels.
And how many of these firearms are loaded?
The vast majority are loaded. About 86% of those firearms are loaded.
A new date has been picked for the Grammy Awards on CBS, April 3rd in Las Vegas. The COVID surge scrapped the original plan of January 31st in L.A. Influential fashion journalist Andre Leon Talley has died at 73. He went from magazines to television, becoming a judge on America's Top Model. In 2020, he was on CBS This Morning.
I had no pressure. I felt it was important to simply represent the outstanding excellence for the firms that I work for Women's Wear Daily and Vogue. I sat on the front row. They didn't have me there because of the way I looked. They had me there because of my knowledge and my smartness.
In 2013, Vanity Fair called him the fashion industry's most important link to the past.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
No matter how you cut it, cheese is big in Wisconsin.
Hard to believe that a state calling itself America's Dairyland has no official state cheese, but that's the case in Wisconsin.
I brought samples at Christmas along with the Christmas
That's
cookies.
True.
A proposal to make Colby the official cheese was introduced in the 90s and again in 2019, but has yet to get approval. State lawmakers have held a public meeting.
Wisconsin does cheese better than anybody else.
It's a wedge issue, with supporters saying Colby should get the honor because of its birthplace, Colby, Wisconsin.
We call it a Colby every year.
Some argue approving Colby would undermine the state's many other cheeses, which is no Gouda. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Some wine with that cheese in upstate New York, where amid frigid temperatures in the teens, some grape growers are out picking their crop. It's the perfect temp for grapes to make ice wine. The cold adds intensity to the flavor and increases sweetness. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.